Blog Talk Radio. Not you call rabbi, for one is your master, even Christ, and all you are brethren. And call no man your father upon the earth, for one is your father which is in heaven. These are the things that I want you to know. Neither be you called master, for one is your master, even Christ. But he that is greatest among you shall be called servant, and whosoever shall exalt himself shall be abased. And that means belittle. He will be belittled. And he that shall humble himself shall be exalted. I have read to you from chapter 23 of Matthew, verses 6 through 12. May our Father add a blessing to those words that I've read to you. Also, sheep, I want you to know this. Go to Acts, and that is in the New Testament as well. I want you to know that. You probably know it, but I want you to know. Let me see, verse 36. Through 38, I shall read that those to you. Therefore, let all the house of Israel know assuredly that God has made that same Jesus whom you have crucified, both Lord and Christ. Now, when they had heard this, they were pricked in their hearts and said unto Peter and the man in the rest of the synagogue, men and brethren, what shall we do? Then Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized. Did you hear that, sheep? Whatever you're doing wrong, that's going against God's will, and you want to do man's will, like having all the wind and stuff, repent from that and be baptized and don't do it again. Those of you who are unfaithful to your man or your wife, stop it. Stop it. Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission. Remission means forgiveness of sins. And ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For the promise is unto you. And I'm talking to you, black folk. This is the promise to you. It's not to the other races, because I have not found a book that the other races have written through whatever they have written. I don't want to really know. I want you all to know what is in the Bible here. Let me read verse 39. For the promise is unto you and to your children and to all that are far off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. So I've read to you verse in Acts, verses 36 through 39. Again, I hope that our Father in heaven opens your mind and gives you the courage to do what he has called you to do, because he called me to do this, and that is to feed his sheep. Let me introduce myself right now before I start reading in Joshua chapter 20. This is the Feed My Sheep show. I am Sandra Harris, your host. Happy Sabbath, everyone. the only day in the Bible that tells you to remember the Sabbath day, to keep it holy. You find that in the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 5, verses 7 to 21, as well as in Exodus, chapter 3 through 17. Those are the Ten Commandments, and particularly in Exodus chapter 20, verse 8. Read it for yourself. It tells you to remember the Sabbath and keep it holy. So what's so hard about that? Read it for yourself. Even if you have a first grade, not a first grade, but a third grade education, you can read it for yourself and understand that. I read from the King James Version of the Bible. I want you to know that Sabbath is observed starting Friday evening, just as it is evening now. Excuse me, I have to burp. I don't know why I do that. Every time I try to talk with you and tell you some information, I have to burp sometimes. I read from the King James Version of the Bible, and I want you to start observing the Sabbath day, and you keep it holy. You go to church on Sunday, which Pope Constantine said. I learned that back in school years ago. The Bible, in the book of Daniel, the Bible says that the man will come and change laws and times and laws, and he is so right. Our Sabbath starts this evening, and it will end tomorrow around this evening, around the same time, evening time. And that's what you sheep ought to do. We got to repent and be baptized, even though we are living in a land that's ruled by our enemy. And don't act like you don't know who your enemy is. And if you, I will tell you, I want you to start reading your history. Start reading other things. See what the Spaniards had to do with us in slavery. And there are other men too, like Noble Drew Ali, and find out about him, as well as Crispus Atticus. I don't understand why, since the fifth grade, since my teacher taught me that Crispus Atticus died for this country, I have been trying to find out why. I think I'm getting closer to the answer now, because the answer, I think, is this was our country. He was trying to deliver us from England and the English rules. That's why he stood up for our country and was trying to defend our country. But the white man killed him first. That's what I'm really trying to read about. And then for Noble Drew Ali, I'm trying to find out, where did he come from? The Spaniards or what? Why would he stand up and try to defend us as a black nation? And we got to come together, sheep. We have just got to do that. Let me finish. Sabbath starts on Friday evening, like this evening, and it ends tomorrow on Saturday in the evening, around the same time. I ask that you sheep have your pen, pencil, and paper out to write down some of the things that I may say to you all this afternoon, this evening, especially what I say or read to you from the Bible, because I'm trying to bring to you the entire truth, what our Father gave to us. And I try not to bring my own words, but what is in the Bible. I also want to let you know that we are a peculiar people. You find that read it in Exodus 19, verses 3 through 8. You find that we are a peculiar treasure above all people. We are. That's what the Bible says. It also says that women are not to wear garments that look like men or patronize what men might wear. I'm trying to let you know, see, as much as I know. Again, I want you to know this. Jesus Christ was a black man. He was the white Christ that you see now. That was painted by, that was Michelangelo's cousin. And they tell me, when I was in school, I learned that in school, they're trying to tell me that the guy was a homosexual that he painted. So, don't worship him. Worship the black Christ. And I want you to know, too, remember, I told you about this guy in Grand Saline, Texas, who set himself on fire. I call that white man on fire. But he was a minister. I forget which kind. He was a minister. He set himself on fire. Why? Because the people that he was teaching act like they didn't believe him, and that he was trying to teach them, and them, and they wouldn't really pay much attention, and they were acting as if he was not telling them the truth. He was not. He committed suicide. He burned himself up. He found out that Christ was a black man, and those who would not believe him, he tried to tell the truth. And he mentioned that all his life, before he died, he left a suicide note. All his life, he had been misled. He was told the wrong things. Now, I saw this on PBS. I don't know what they had saw it, but I saw it on PBS. A man, what it was called, it was called A Man on Fire. He set himself on fire because he was not as holy as he had been taught. He found out that we black folks are the true children of Jesus Christ, of our Father in heaven. But nonetheless, let us get further on. We only have four more chapters to read in the book of Joshua, and that's found in the Old Testament. It's spelled Joshua, and we are in chapter 20. Let's start reading here, and I will read as much as I possibly can. Hopefully, I can read all of it and start reading. And read chapter 21 as well. Let's read Joshua again. It's spelled Joshua. Joshua. And I'm going to tell you, sheep, that many of these words I will mispronunciate, but I will try my best to pronunciate them correctly as well as spell them out. I know that I wanted you, sheep, to know that some of the tribes did not run all the Canaanites out from the land as they were supposed to. And let me see. I read to you that was back in chapter 16. For the Jeshurunites Let me say that again. As for the Jebusites and the inhabitants of Jerusalem, the children of Judah could not drive them out, but the Jebusites dwell with the children of Judah in that day, as well as there was another tribe that could not drive the people out either. I will tell you, I think it was, Ephraim, and they drove not out the Canaanites that dwelled in Gezer, but the Canaanites dwell among the Edomites. Well, it's spelled E-P-H-R-A-M. Excuse me, I have to scratch my nose right now because my nose was itching. That the word is spelled E-P-H-R-A-I-M-I-T-E-S unto this day, and serve under Tribune. So they serve under slavery, but they could not drive those people out, those two nations, Judah and the Ephraimites could not drive those people out. They live with them today. That's what the Bible says. Now, let's start reading chapter 20 of Joshua. Again, remember, I cannot pronounce many of these names, but I will give it a shot. I'll do my best because my father told me what to do. He told me to feed the sheep, and I'm trying to do just that. The Lord also spake unto Joshua, saying, before I start reading in the Father, I'm going to ask our Father in heaven to open up your eyes and your ears so that you can see and understand what is being read for you. Again, Joshua chapter 20, that's J-O-S-H-U-A, chapter 20. The Lord also spake unto Joshua, saying, speak to the children of Israel, saying, appoint out for your cities of refuge, whereof I spake unto you by the hand of Moses, that the slayer that killeth any person unawares and unwillingly may flee thither. That's to flee there. And they shall be your refuge from the avenger of blood. So if you kill a person, our Father in heaven told Joshua to have the children of Israel to point out refuge cities, cities where a person can go that unintentionally or accidentally killed one of his brothers. In verse 4, and when he has done, doeth flee unto one of these cities, shall stand at the entering of the gate of the city, and shall declare, excuse me, shall declare his cause in the ears of the elders of that city. Let me read verse 4 again because I seem to have, I'm belching right now. I'm not even using anything yet. And when he has, and when he that doeth flee unto one of these cities shall stand at the entering of the gate of the city, and shall declare his cause in the ears of the elders of that city. They shall take him unto the city unto them, and give him a place that he may dwell among them. And if the avenger of blood pursue after him, then they shall not deliver the slayer up into his hand, because he smote his neighbor unwillingly and hated him not before time. And he shall dwell in the city until he stands before the congregation for judgment, and until the death of the high priest that shall be in those days. Then shall the slayer return and come in unto his own city and unto his own house, unto the city from whence he fled. And they anointed Kadesh, that's one of the cities in Galilee, in Mount Naphtali, and Shechem, that's another city, in Mount Ephraim, and Kojahara. I'm mispronouncing that word, K-I-R-J-A-T-H hyphen A-B, A, excuse me, A-R-B-A, which is in Hebron, in the mountain of Judah, and in the other side of Jordan, by Jericho, eastward, they assigned Bezer, that's spelled B-E-Z-E-R, in the wilderness upon the plain, out of the tribe of Reuben, and Ramoth, that's spelled R-A-M-O-T-H, in Gilead, out of the tribe of Gad, and Gorjon, that's spelled J-O-I-R-N. My eyes are, oh God, I hope I'm spelling that right. It's spelled, maybe Golan. It's spelled G-O-L-A-N, and Bashan, out of the tribe of Manasseh. So that's about six or seven cities that the children who have accidentally slain one of the brethren can go to. These are the cities appointed for the children of Israel, and for the stranger that sojourneth among them, that whosoever killeth any person at unawares might flee thither. So a person that has killed a brother or a stranger that sojourns with them, that travels with them, if they killed someone, those are one of the cities that they can flee to and not die by the hand of the avenger of blood until he stood before the congregation. Well, that stops the reading of chapter 20. So, I have 15 minutes left with you, sheep. So let's turn to chapter 21. So I want you to know that in chapter 20, Joshua, well, our Lord spoke unto Joshua and told him to tell the children of Israel to find out cities for refuge if your brethren somehow kill you accidentally. You can flee to those cities from the blood of the avenger, and they will not kill you. So that's what you should know about chapter 20. And I want you sheep to know that when we come into power again, whoever rules, they have to appoint cities for you to flee to if you accidentally kill someone. Now, let's read chapter 21 of Joshua and hopefully try to understand that. If I mispronounce any of those names, it's done unintentionally. I don't mean to. This chapter 21. Then came near the heads of the father of the Levites unto Eleazar the priest, and unto Joshua the son of Nun, and the head of the fathers of the tribes of the children of Israel. And they smote them, and they spake unto them at Shiloh in the land of Canaan, saying, the Lord commanded by the hand of Moses to give us cities to dwell in with the suburbs, thereof for our cattle. And the children of Israel gave the Levites out of their inheritance at the commandment of the Lord these cities and their suburbs. And the lot came out of the cities of the Kohathites. That's spelled K-O-H-A-T-H-I-T-E-S. And the children of Aaron, the priests, which were of the Levites, had by lot out of the tribe of Judah, and out of the tribe of Simeon, and out of the tribe of Benjamin, 13 cities. And the rest of the children of Kohath, that's spelled K-O-H-A-T-H, had by lot of the families of the tribe of Ephraim, and out of the tribe of Dan, and out of the tribe of Manasseh, 10 cities. And the children of Goshen, that's spelled G-E-R-S-H-O-N, had by lot out of the families of the tribe of Issachar, and out of the tribe of Asher, and out of the tribe of Naphtali, out of the land, and out of the half tribe of Manasseh in Bashan, 13 cities. The children of Merara, that's the M-E-R-A-R-I, by the families, and out of the tribe of Reuben, and out of the tribe of Gad, and the half tribe of Zebulun, 12 cities. And the children of Israel gave by lot unto the Levites these cities, and with their servants, as the Lord commanded by the hand of Moses. And they gave out of the tribe of the children of Judah, and out of the tribe of the children of Simeon, these cities which are here mentioned by name, which the children of Aaron from of the cities of, I will spell it out to you, K-O-H-A-T-H-I-E-H-I-T-E-S, who were of the children of Levi, had, for there was the first lot. Verse 11, and they gave them the cities of Arba. That's spelled A-R-B-A. The father of Enoch. Enoch is spelled A-N-A-K. Which city is Hebron in the hills of the country of Judah, with the suburbs thereof around about it. But the field of the city and the villages thereof gave they to Caleb, the son of Jephunneh. Let me spell it for you. Jephunneh, for his possession. Thus they gave to the children of Aaron, the priests. Oh, let me see what my computer is saying now. Come on. I don't know what my computer was saying just then, but I removed it. Okay, I should have looked at and found out which verse I left off in. Nonetheless, I will read to you verse 11. Oh, I just read that, but I just read 12. Let me start at verse 13. Thus they gave the children of Aaron, the priest, Hebron, with her suburbs, to be a city of refuge for the slayer. And Libnah, that's spelled L-I-B-N-A-H, Libnah, with her suburbs. And I'll spell it for you. J-A-T-T-I-R, with her suburbs. And I'll spell this too. E-S-H-T-E-M-O-A, with her suburbs. And Holon, that's spelled H-O-L-O-N, with her suburbs. And Debri, or Debra, that's spelled D-E-B-I-R, with her suburbs. And Ain, that's spelled A-I-N, with her suburbs. And Jada, that's spelled J-U-T-G-A-H, with her suburbs. And Bethshema, let me spell that for you. B-E-T-H hyphen S-H-E-M-E-S-H, with her suburbs. 9 cities out of those 2 tribes, and out of the tribe of Benjamin, Gibeon, with her suburbs. Geba, that's spelled G-E-B-A, with her suburbs. I'm checking to see how much time I have left. And Anathoth, I'll spell it for you, sheep. A-N-A-T-O-H-T-H, with her suburbs. And Almon, that's A-L-M-O-N, with her suburbs. 4 cities, and the cities of the children of Aaron the priest were 13 cities with their suburbs. And the families of the children of Kohath, that's K-O-H-A-T-H, the Levites, which remained of the children of Kohath. Let me see what I have. Virus protection. Well, thank you. Oh, okay. Let me read that verse 20 again. And the families of the children of K-O-H-A-T, the Levites, which remained of the children of K-O-H-A-T, even they had the cities of their lots out of the tribe of Ephraim, when they gave them Shechem, that's spelled S-H-E-C-H-E-M, with her cities is Mount Ephraim, to be a city of refuge for a slayer. And Giza with her, Giza is spelled G-E-Z-E-R, with her servers. And Kibzar, Kibzar, that's spelled K-I-B-Z-A-M, with her servers. And Beth-Horon, that's spelled B-E-T-H hyphen H-O-R-A-M. Let me spell that again. It's spelled B-E-T-H hyphen H-O-R-O-N with her suburbs for cities. And out of the cities, out of the tribe of Dan, E-L-T-E-K-E-H, and her suburbs, Gibeon. It's not Gibeon, it's another word. It's spelled G-I-B-B-E hyphen T-H-O-N with her servers. Adjalon, that's spelled A-I-J-A-L-O-N with her servers. And the next word is G-A-T-H hyphen R-I-M-M-O-N with her servers for cities. And out of the tribe of Manasseh, T-A-N-A-C-H, Tanarch, with her servers, and G-A-T-H hyphen R-I-M-M-O-N with her servers, two cities. All the cities were 10 with their servers for the children of Kohath that remained. Excuse me, see, and Kohath is spelled K-O-H-A-T-H. I am going to stop here at verse 27 of chapter 21. I want you to finish reading chapter 21 and 22 as well. So that's what I want you to know. Right now, I am going to say a prayer, a closing prayer, and say a few other things before I leave the air. Let's say a closing prayer. Our Father, thank you for your protection day and night from the evil one who goes by the name of Satan, the devil, Lucifer, and other names that I can't think of right now. Father, always keep us in your care. If we let go of your hand, your hand is stronger than ours. Keep us. If you pray that prayer, that you always keep us. And if we have been given assignment, I ask that you give those people courage to do your assignment. And I tell you, I tell them, they can find Blog Talk Radio on the air. And you can come and join me. Remember, God loves you too. And it is in James chapter 4, verse 15. If it's the Lord's will, I will be back with you on Tuesday at 7 p.m. And it's with you on Friday.
Help your children.
Remember, God loves
you. Don't let them fall.
I love you too. Oh, God loves you.
By the side of the road. To love one another, that heaven might find a place in their heart. 'Cause Jesus is love.
He won't let you down. And I know He loves forever. In my heart, we've got to walk on. Walk on through temptation, 'cause He